Happy Tuesday to you, and also Happy New Year. So it is the 1st of January 2019 and we're starting a brand new year. And what a wonderful time to be able to focus on ourselves. And all of this week, it's about setting our intentions, how we're going to be nicer and how we're going to be gentler on ourselves. And today it's really just food for thought. So I wrote a post on this, which you'll see on Facebook today as well and over on Instagram, which is just about being really, really gentle on yourself in the process of starting a new year. Because when we get to a new year, it's all about goals, it's about making changes. And I absolutely agree with setting things that you want to happen for the year ahead. I also agree with the feeling that a new year can bring, which is like a fresh start. But I do know for some of us, and even myself over the years as well, that has at times felt too pressureful, that maybe you've come from a stressful year or you just want to let go of specifics and timeframes and outcomes and just let whatever's meant to be, be. And that's why sometimes setting intentions rather than setting goals can be more beneficial. So to me, a goal, you know, is measurable. It's got a time frame around it. There's accountability that has to be put into it. It has to be realistic. There's lots of other aspects with it. And it's a specific time frame with a specific outcome of something you'd like to achieve. So for example, I'd like to lose 20 pounds by the end of February. I want to be in a lovely relationship by the end of March. I want to be engaged by the end of the year. I want to get a new job. I want to do this, I want to do that. And if you're in that headspace where you're able to keep the focus and keep going, it's brilliant. I'm obviously a life coach, so goals are a massive part of what I help. But what I learned last year in particular with all of the sessions I did with people, I did a lot of self-care sessions with people as well through my self-care 4-month program, is that goals don't always work because they add an extra element of pressure. And that's why this time of the year, it can feel like that, can feel like, oh God, here we go again. It's a new year. What am I going to do? What did I not do last year? Feeling down in ourselves because we haven't achieved what we wanted to. And why would this year be any different? I know for me, one goal that I've always set for myself is around actually conception. And for me, on my journey through and my experience more so around fertility, you know, it's something that really you have to hand up to something bigger, because I'm not in control of when it's going to happen or where it's going to happen. It's going to happen if it's meant to happen and when it's meant to happen. So having gone through that process personally and also working with people, like I was saying, through them not really wanting the pressure of the goals, it really made me reevaluate, I suppose, everything I'd learned in my coaching training, but more to just be in tune with what we all need on an individual level. So what I had done last year at the start of the year was actually set an intention to say, I'm going to work on caring for myself more and finding more inner peace and more happiness. Because I knew that if I could achieve that or work towards that, that I would actually get to create and manifest and make happen those things that I wanted to, because I'd be in a better space. And when it came to my fertility, I also realized that in doing that and trying to find that peacefulness, I could be more less stressed in myself to hopefully create that. And actually last year was a really interesting year around fertility for me, because I actually got guided by just different conversations to an amazing doctor who helped me fix my hormones, clear my acne that I've, you know, suffered with since I was really, really young. I probably started getting spots when I was about 12 and I'm now 37, you know, so I've had that bad skin for 25 years, which has been very debilitating. So it's clear, you know, got my testosterone levels down and also let me figure out what was going on with my fertility. So when there's something happening, and we've all this pressure of, I need to get pregnant, like in what was happening for me, I need to get pregnant, I need this to happen. I was actually getting no further and feeling less and less in control of things. And that's the same for you, no matter where you are in your life at this time, whether it's fertility you want to work on now, whether it's some other thing, some other aspect of your life. So think about this in terms of your intentions. Setting intentions is about creating a feeling or energy in your life of how you would like things to be. So for example, you may set an intention of, I will prioritize my self-care as best as I can this year. I will be gentler on myself. I will speak kinder to myself. For me, I will go with the flow of what my fertility journey is all about, and having to just allow what has to happen, happen. So have a think about that. I put up a post on Facebook and on Instagram, and I'll also put it below this post, which is, it's literally just five little things to do around your intention setting. And I wish you a beautiful day and a beautiful 2019, and I look forward to connecting with you for a very gentle and releasing meditation. Have a great day.